open your mouth and pray for special victory this month over principalities and power, over every form of wickedness, over everything that you are going through that is not giving God glory. Open your mouth and pray this morning and say, Father, this month, Father, give me victory. I cry for your victory, 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 victory. In the name of Jesus. If you don't have anything to pray about, just help me to pray that God will give me victory on every side. In the name of every battle of life, that the Lord will grant me total victory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let's open our mouth. If you don't have anything to pray, please help me to pray that God will give his church victory over every form of principalities and power. Any battle that the church of God is going through, the Father, grant us victory. Grant us victory. Grant us victory. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your victory on every side, on every side, on every side, on every side. Open your mouth and cry unto the Almighty God, give me victory. We cry for victory. We cry for victory. We cry for your victory, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised.
You are the light
upon the and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, you are the Lamb. Thank you. You are the Lord Almighty. We thank you for your love over our lives. Thank you because of your grace. Thank you for the victory that we have enjoyed so far in this month. Thank you for what you will still do in our lives. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Thank you for bringing us here today. Thank you for every wonderful thing that you have done for us. We thank you for all the successes. We thank you for all the failures. Thank you for all the disappointments. Thank you for every wonderful thing that you have done for us. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for those ones that you are yet to answer. Father, we say be exalted. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves into your hand. Father, as we listen to your word, you will teach us your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your word bring light into our hearts. Let it comfort us. Let it save souls. Let it deliver us. Let it show us the way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, awesome Father. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Shall we please have our seats? Can we appreciate the choir as they go back to their seats? God bless you. Praise the Lord. As they are going, I want you to open your Bible with me to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Don't forget, this is our month of victory. And the Lord Almighty will give us total victory in Jesus' name. While we are opening our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we want to read from verse 33 to 37. From verse 33 to 37. I want to quickly, you know, in addition to the announcement that we have heard, I want to quickly make a few announcements. The provision conference is going to, you know, the registration is out. If you are not on our WhatsApp group, please, you can, you know, join us after the, just signify, maybe you contact me so that what the link is on the WhatsApp group. Just click on the link and check. We have two different type of accommodation there. You know, you just choose anyone you want. Both the single and the double, they are all in suit. So, and I think it's $55 per night. So you can just book, and the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. So then Thursday 18th is a special night. It's not for everybody, but if you are interested, they want to know how many people that will be attending, because that night is going to be for deliverance and counseling. If you need counseling for anything, maybe there are things that you don't want your resident pastor to know, or you don't want anybody here to know, it is okay. It is okay to you know, sometimes you know, it's good to talk to some other people, you know, hire people to get us, you know, some solutions to things. Please, if you are interested, you don't need to tell me anything you want to go and tell them. It's just that we want to know how many people that will be going, and so that they will give you a time slot. So they want to know beforehand. So if you are interested, maybe for deliverance or for counseling, or you want to see the guest minister, you can register with me. You register with me so that I will pass your name to them. You don't need to tell me what you want to go for. Maybe it's deliverance, you know, it's between you and God. So please do that as early as possible, because they have very limited space. You can't just go there and say, I want to, no. So they want to book slots, time slots for everybody. So if you're interested, I will encourage you to do that as early as possible. You can talk to me today or during the week. You can send text message or whatever so that I can get it across to them. Praise God. And how many of us have seen this suggestion box here? The suggestion box, you know, it's for two things. Number one, let me lift it up. You know, easier. You know, it's for two things. Number one, for prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests, you don't want to ask, you know, pastor, or you don't want to discuss it with the pastor, you don't want anybody to know that you are the one praying, you know, requesting for this kind of prayer, write it. Don't put your name. Just come and drop it. You get what I'm saying? Then secondly is that if you have any feedback, or maybe there are things they are doing in this church you don't like, instead of you gossiping about it, instead of you becoming, you know, committing sin, are you getting what I'm saying? Just write it. Write it, put it there. You'll be surprised that we would take action, you know, about it. Praise the Lord. So it is better to pass across, because most of the time, what you are thinking, we don't see it. We're supposed to have been doing something, we don't see. So, and God have given you that knowledge, he has given you that wisdom, pass it across to us, and the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Then secondly, you know, last week, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, we announced that our website is up and running. If you cannot do physical thing here, second, you know, we will have the feedback online too. You can go online, go and fill the feedback online for us. It will come to us. Are you gonna, and I think your name or whatever will not be there. You just fill it. Show it, you know. Look at the website. If there are things that you don't like on the website, please comment. Just comment. For example, somebody told me sometimes ago, he said, I saw my picture on the website. And my picture that they put there, I don't like it. You know, and we say, sorry. So we took it down. So you know, I've seen it. You know, sometimes I commented, I said, look at the font size is too tiny. So all those little things, please don't overlook it. Maybe the comma, maybe a full stop, anything. It is for us. It is make, you know, it's just to make us better so that you too will be proud of the website. You can share it with people. So please, let's comment, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So by the special grace of God, next week Sunday, let's invite as many people that have not been coming to come, because next week Sunday we are going to present the financial statement or financial status of the church. There will be a little presentation, and if you want to see the details about the money that we got last year, how the money was spent, you know, how much we have, there will be some way, you know, we will make the full financial account or statement of account for the church available at the back. You can go there, check, go through it. If you have any question, feel free, please, feel free to ask me. And I want to pass this, and I will say it for the next 3 or 4 weeks. I want to say it because I've heard a lot of people thought all the money we are collecting here is being sent to somewhere. No dime, no cent, no $1 of this church is going to our international headquarters in Nigeria. Your money is not crossing any border. It stays in Canada. Are you getting what I'm saying? If there's anything that is coming, it is money that is coming from international to us here. Am I making sense? So please, let's take that one. If there's any money, you know, exchange at all, it is coming from Nigeria here. I will give a very good example. Our headquarters in the America is at Dallas, Texas. The camp is there. About 3 or 4 years ago, they finished roofing the large auditorium there. It was the general overseer that single-handedly roofed the whole roof. And it cost him, I think, $25 million. And he prayed by himself. Praise God. So let's be rest assured, our money is not crossing the border. If it crosses the border, that is money laundering. So we are not doing that. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Finally, by the grace of God, come this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll be waiting on God in fasting and prayer, and we'll be meeting in church just for 30 minutes on Friday, 6 to 6:30, just to pray. 6 to 6:30 on Friday, 6 to 6:30 on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we come together as a church, we pray. The Lord will bless us. If you know you will not fast, raise up your hand. You will not fast. You will not fast. Okay. Another person that will not fast. Okay. All of, God of mercy, God of strength, God of energy. We give you strength and energy in Jesus' name. So Friday, Saturday, and what? Sunday, we are waiting on God in fasting and prayer. Shall we open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17? 17:33 to 37. If you want to give a title to this short message this morning, you can call it Victory Over Flesh. What did I call it? And I discovered that this is our month of victory. We have gotten a lot of victory over this, victory over that. But this month, this day, we are going to have victory over flesh or victory over self. Either of the two. We'll be interchanging the two, self or flesh, this morning. And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine. to fight with him. For thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said, said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the army of the living God. Verse 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord will be with thee. The Lord will deliver you this morning in the name of Jesus from every enemy within and without in the name of Jesus. Now, the first thing, I know if a motivational speaker wants to preach about this particular place, he will tell you that David encouraged himself. You know, when he saw the giant, he encouraged himself, and that was what brought the giant down. I will tell you, no. You know, what David did was that he had a victory over an internal enemy called self. Praise God. He dealt with what? Self. He fought against flesh. He killed the enemy within. Because if enemy within did not kill you, the enemy without, we have no power over you. Praise God. Most of us, what we are going through now is not because we cannot overcome that problem, but there is an enemy within us called what? Flesh. That is always pulling us down. As a student, you're supposed to be flying in the place of academics. You're supposed to be the best in whatever you do. But there is an enemy within that is saying, no, you are not going to go ahead. And what is that enemy? Your flesh. When you're supposed to wake up in the night to read, your flesh is telling you, you are tired. And you will say, I am tired. When you're supposed to, to concentrate in class, the enemy within is telling you there is a post going on IG now. You need to comment. And you quickly yield to it and begin to comment, begin to like, begin to do this. Before you know it, you have wasted a time, a lot of time. Who is fighting? Is it the enemy without? No, it is the enemy what? Within. So once you have power over the enemy within, my brothers and sisters, it is very easy for you to overcome the enemy without. I pray once again for you this morning. The Lord Almighty will give you power over the enemy within called flesh in the name of Jesus. I don't know, maybe we have seen, some of us are in deliverance ministry. You will see people want to cast out the demon. And the demon will say, you want to cast out, me. And the person is saying, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Is it that the name of Jesus does not have power? But what is happening? There is enemy within that man that is preventing the power of Jesus from working. And the demon will be saying, you that I know, that did this in the secret. Because it was not open. That is why it was not known. I pray for you once again. Every enemy within, killing you, destroying you, the Lord will set you free over them. But do you know there is something I suddenly stumbled on in the book of Philippians chapter 6. Philippians chapter 6 verse 12. I know it's a fairly common passage, but I want to let you see something there. Philippians chapter 6 verse 12. Bible says, for we wrestle not against what? Now, let's pause as that. Even though we are talking about spiritual warfare, but Bible says, but in this case, Let's analyze the statement. He said, but in this case, we are not fighting with the flesh and blood. That means fighting with flesh and blood is a constant thing. That means they have, you know, fighting with flesh and blood supposed to be a regular thing. And Apostle Paul said, forget about that one. That is not what we are talking about now. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because this is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be wrestling against your flesh and your what? And your blood. So when you don't get to that level, when you wrestle against your flesh and blood, men and brethren, you may not get to that level where God wants you to be. I gave an example of a student. If you don't fight against that, your spirit, your flesh, and say, no, I will wake up in the night to read, do you know you will fail? But you have to wrestle. I don't know how many of us, you know, that you are reading, and sometimes you doze up, and you wake up again. But because you have an exam tomorrow, you want to keep vigil. Is it easy to read in the night? No. But what will keep you alive? The fight over the flesh. So if you want to have victory, even in the place, you know, of spiritual matter, you have to fight this flesh. Because, men and brethren, flesh will not allow you to fast. I don't know, maybe it doesn't, because I know we are gullible people, wonderful people. When you want to fast like this, you just tell your stomach, and your stomach will just shut up and say, I'm fasting. Let me be honest with you. The day you want to fast, that is when you become very hungry. You will just wake up in the morning and you feel like, I don't eat 3 days ago. But do you know, if you fight that thing for the next 2-3 hours, by the time you want to break at 6, you will feel like, I don't want to break again. If I ask us, how many of us can do absolute fast? Absolute fast means 3 days, you know, marathon. Say, God forbid, I can't do it. But do you know, if you try it the first 2-3 days, by the time you want to end it in 3rd day, you will feel like, I don't want to do it again. You'll be telling yourself, I'm not stopping. Because at that time, you have been able to subdue the flesh. And immediately you subdue that flesh, victory will come. Praise God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Another thing, in the book of Romans chapter 7, Romans chapter 7 verse 18, I want to believe I'm talking to somebody. Apostle Paul said, he said, for I know that in me, he said, for that I know that in me, that is in my what? In my flesh, dwell no what? Good thing. This is a man that is so real to himself. He's telling you, forget about it. Forget about that anointing. Forget about that, you know, calling me an apostle. But I know in my flesh, there is no good thing. I can disappoint you while I'm seeing what? In this flesh. I can do anything while I'm seeing what? In this flesh. He said, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I do what? Find not. The Lord will give you that grace to do the right thing. In the name of Jesus. Maybe we should quickly talk about what is flesh. You know, I'm trying to lay a kind of foundation, but I want to quickly tell you a little thing about flesh. Number one thing I want to tell you about flesh today, or self, is that your flesh is weak. Is what? Your flesh is what? It's weak. So don't let anybody deceive you that you are strong. If they tell you are strong, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Tell them your flesh is what? It's weak. But there is a God that can give you power over that flesh. In the book of Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26, verse 41, Matthew 26, 41, Bible says, watch and pray that ye enter not into what? Into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but what happened to the flesh? The flesh is weak. If I ask us, how many of us does not want to pray in the night here? There's nobody. Everybody wants to pray. How many of us does not want to, you know, do prayer work here? There's nobody. But it is that day that you want to go and do prayer work, you will just suddenly discover that, this weather is too cold today. Let me sit down and do it in my room. Why? Because your flesh is what? It's weak. Another characteristic of flesh is that flesh limits you from receiving from God. Why? Because God is spirit. In the book of John chapter 4, verse 24, John 4, 24, the Bible says God is spirit. And whosoever must worship God must also worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. So for you, you can't use this flesh to say you want to receive anything from God. It's not possible. Because you have to burn this flesh. You have to mortify this flesh. You have to crucify this flesh for you to receive it. Like an athlete, you know, and people that run or they lift or all these, you know, athletes. I can't just wake up, for instance. You know, they were talking about soccer yesterday. And I said, where are we going to pray? The person was saying, we are going to standard soccer pitch. I said, me? When was the last time let's go and do the small one. Because you can't expect me to jump on the field now and begin to perform like Neymar. Where will I get it from? It's a lie, my brother. You have to burn this flesh. You have to burn what? The flesh. Some of us that love C. Ronaldo. There was a day I was watching his documentary. And he said, after they have finished their normal practice, that is the time he will take his own ball and begin to practice all those free kick. He will practice them for the next 1 or 2 hours. And when he comes on the pitch and he begins to do that magic, some of us will begin to prophesy and be claiming that gift. It doesn't come like that. You have to mortify the flesh. You have to burn the flesh. You have to crucify the flesh. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Your flesh breaks the connection between you and God. Your flesh naturally prevents you from reaching your God's given potential or destiny. If you don't know, ask Brother Esau. What sort of hunger will make you to sell your birthright? Do you hear what he said? He said, I am hungry to the point of death. Yeah? And quickly, he said, give me that pottage and take this. He said, of what benefit is the birthright? Because what? The flesh was calling. Do you know that after he finished that? Gen Z, like Daddy or she will say, his eyes clear. It's just clear. His eyes just do what? Clear. Do you know till today, the children of Esau, they are still fighting for their rights, struggling for it, because their father ate a pottage. Your children will not curse you. Because of the fight over flesh. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, I want to talk about, I think the final characteristic of flesh I want to talk about is that your flesh can create enmity between you and God. In the book of Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 7, Romans 8, 7. Romans 8, 7. Romans 8, 7. Bible says, because the carnal mind is enmity with what? Against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The only thing that will make God to hate you is when you are subjecting yourself to the leading of your flesh. Your flesh will be telling you, do this. When we are very little, we say that one man was telling me not to do it, another man is telling me not to do it. You know, the one that is telling you not to do it is the Spirit of God. The one that is saying do it, is that flesh. God will give us victory this morning in Jesus' name. Now, as we wrap up, I want us to quickly talk about how to obtain victory over flesh. I have like 7 points. God will help us. Number one,
you know, how to obtain victory over flesh. Number one is identifying and accepting that you need help. If you don't believe that you need help, you will not be set free. Do you know that a lot of people will come to church and minister will be preaching and they will be receiving the message for another person? They will be saying, Pastor is talking to you. In fact, some of them have gotten to the level that will say, preach it, Pastor. Tell them. Are we not talking to you? Now, if you get to that level, Bible says, whosoever that think that you stand, you know, you should take what? You take it. Lest you do what? If all. Why wasting your time coming to church when you know that the message that they are going to preach there is not for you? You just wasted like 2 hours of your day. You must be the most foolish person. Taking out 2 hours of your God-given day. If you sit down and be sleeping, your flesh will celebrate you. So, if you don't identify that you have a problem, in fact, you yourself, you are a problem. Let me be honest with you. All of us, we have struggle with the flesh. There is no man here that will tell you, I don't have struggle over flesh. So, if you want to self-glorify yourself and say, me, I don't have struggle over flesh, you are a liar. You are what? A liar. So you must identify this thing that, God, I need help. Help me. Number two thing you need to do is accepting Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans 8, 11. Can you give us that quick, please? Thank you. He said, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who are not after what? The flesh, but after what? The spirit. Where you, in the Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ dwell in your mortal body, what is he going to do to you? He will quicken your spirit. That spirit in you, the spirit of Jesus in you, when you dwell in you, it will give you victory. Number three is that the fear of God. I think I will pause here. I was discussing with Pastor B over the week about this. The fear of God. I will try and dwell a little here. If you have the fear of God, you will kill your flesh. Most of us, we commit sin. We offend God. Not because not because we are not a Christian. It's just because we don't have the fear of God. Not because we don't love God, but we don't have his fear. We don't have his reverence. When we are growing up, you don't do some things when your dad is around. Not because you don't want to do it, but the fear of your father. The fear of your daddy. The fear that you will lose your game. The fear that you will lose your chances. That is why you don't do a lot of things. Some of us, we are doing some things now, not because we don't claim to be Christian, but because we have kicked out that fear. We don't care about God anymore. We don't care about him anymore. In fact, we got to a level that we are now telling ourselves, is he not God? God will forgive me. God is a merciful God. What we need is the power over the flesh. Now, how can we fear God? How can we fear God? You know, I put it here that the best way to fear God is when you have a constant fellowship, number one, with brethren. When you keep fellowshipping with brethren, this will keep you under check. Then secondly, when you keep fellowshipping with God himself, when you pray, how can you also fear God? It's by talking about him to others. Brother and sister, you won't be preaching to somebody, don't commit fornication, and you yourself will be a fornicator. It's not possible. You won't be preaching in your class, for instance, that it's not good to do bad things, and you'll be doing bad things. Suddenly, the fear of God that you are preaching will come over you. Praise God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, the other points that we are talking about, how to obtain victory. Number what are we? We are number four now, right? Now, number four, make conscious effort to openly put shame on the devil. Conscious effort to openly put shame on what? On the devil. The book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Most of the time, I get worried when I see men of God coming out to confess their sin and people begin to castigate them. They don't know that one thing that that person has done is that he has destroyed the shame reaction of the effect of flesh over his life. Because if you don't shame the shame will shame you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Shame the shame so that you'll be free from shame. Open your heart. You know, this is the sin that have been killing me in secret. This is who I am. How many of us have heard about praise for Owe before? Praise for Owe. Yeah, praise for Owe. He used to be, he said when he was in school, he used to be fine boy. He was killing all the sisters in the fellowship, destroying them. Meanwhile, he was the choir leader. He was sleeping with all of them. Until one day, when the power of God came over him, and the first thing he did was he came out to convert the sin in front of the church. The flesh was killing him that day, but he came out, and that is what gave him total victory over that sin. Now he goes around to teach about adults, adolescents, teenagers, several things about youth ministry. Shame the shame. Colossians 2:14 said, blotting out the ordinances of, handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was what? Contrary to us, and took it out where? Of the way, and nailing it to his cross. Give me the next one for 15. And having spoiled principality and power, he made sure of them openly, triumphant over them in it. If Jesus decided to over Satan in secret, do you know you and I will not have that boldness to call him Jesus? Jesus the reigning king, Jesus that had victory over this devil, because he made sure of them openly. It disgraced. It gave him knockout openly, not in the closet. Then number five, how to obtain victory is by fasting and praying. When you pray, you get total victory over flesh. Apart from medical thing, when you fast, your spiritual senses become sharp and your flesh goes down. In the book of John chapter 3, verse 30, he said that he may increase and I may decrease. So when you fast and you pray, Jesus will increase in you and your flesh will do what? We go down. Read through the Bible. There is nowhere fasting was decreed and declared that there is no total victory. Check through the Bible. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he fasted after 40 days, in fact, it was not a mistake for devil to come to him after 40 days. It's just for you to prove to you that fasting still works. After 40 days and 40 nights, he was tempted of the devil. And what happened? He gave him knockout. And Bible said, and the devil left him for a time. So if you want to have total victory over this flesh, over this killer called flesh, over this self that wants to destroy you, what you need is to fast and pray. The word of God says, multiply therefore, you know, your member. You multiply means you kill, you destroy it, you render it impotent. Multiply. Multiply is from the mortar. For some of us that came from God's own country, we know mortar and pestle. What did you do? Where did you use to, you know, you use it to pan. You kill it. You kill the flesh. The Almighty God will give us total victory over flesh. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to bow down our head this morning and cry unto the Almighty God. If flesh have been doing anything to you, if flesh have been hindering you from getting to that potential that the Almighty God have given unto you, why can't you cry unto him this morning and say, Father, grant me victory over flesh. 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 A lot of us, where God, you know, destined us to be, it's not where we are. It is because we are too lazy. We are too lazy. Let's cry unto God, the Father, destroy every spirit of laziness in me. In the name of Jesus. Laziness to pray. Laziness to fast. Laziness to, you know, to evangelize. Laziness to talk, you know, talk about Christ. Laziness even to your own work. Ask the Lord to help you. If you used to go late to work, what you need is total freedom. Ask God that, God, give me total victory. Give me total victory over flesh. In the name of, give me total victory over flesh this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for total victory over flesh, over flesh, over flesh, over flesh. In the name of Jesus. Cry unto him, cry unto him, cry unto him. The Father, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In every area I've been weak. In every area I've been weak. Father, help me this morning. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. For in Jesus' precious name, we are praying. One important point that we listed on how to overcome flesh is that you identifying that you need help. I am not the one that will help you to identify that. If you know this morning that you need help in one way or the other, I want you to open your mouth this morning and cry unto God. I don't know where you need help with. I don't know, maybe you have been struggling. You know, you cannot skip your breakfast. You cannot even do without food. Why can't you ask God for help? Why can't you ask God for help? You know, Bible says, you know, food for belly and belly for food. And hand will come to both of them one day. Why can't you ask for God and say, Father, help me. Help me. I don't know what has been your... Do you find it very easy to fall into sin? To fall into sin. Ask God for help this morning. You are so lazy that you cannot even study your study. Ask God for help this morning. And say, Father, help me. You cannot pray enough. Ask God for help this morning. Identify your area of weakness and cry unto God. Help me. Help me this morning. 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 In the name of Jesus. Maskere Rogoto Proshentaya Balaba Ramaganabatazabashendelegele. Thank you, my Father. For in Jesus' precious name we are praying. Maybe some of us, we don't understand this. Was it this week? Pastor B was asking me one question. I was telling her. I said, I have put an embargo on me checking people's status on WhatsApp. I just sanctioned it. I was telling Daddy Oshikoya yesterday. I said, yesterday was the first time I will be watching TV in last week. I put it in front of my screen. I wrote it, this week, no TV. No LinkedIn, no WhatsApp status, because I discovered that time that I spent on all those ones, if I convert it to another thing, they will give me meaningful life. You don't need anybody to deceive you, brother. You have to be real to yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you know you need help somewhere, rise up this morning and cry unto God to that, you know, in that area and say, Father, help me in this particular area of my life. Help me in this particular area. But I have discovered that this is my problem. I have discovered that this is what is consuming my time. Father, help me. Father, help me. Father, help me. Open your mouth and pray unto the Almighty God this morning. Pray unto him and say, Father, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, O 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 Lord. Cry unto him and say, Father, help me. Hey, I want to fulfill destiny. I want to fulfill my purpose in life. I want to make you happy, Father. Help me, Lord Jesus. 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 Remoske telega yaba setaya. Father, help me, Lord. Help me, help me, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, my Father. For in Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Finally, I want you to cry unto the Almighty God. You know, the greatest victory that you have is ability to be able to subject your flesh under your control. Ability to tell your flesh, you are not in control. I am the one in control. I want you to decree this morning, I take over my flesh. I control it. You will not control me. I want you to begin to decree now. That Father, I take over you, flesh. Listen to me. I am taking over. I'm taking over. I'm taking over. Hey, and hand has come to you controlling me. I am taking over. I'm taking over ownership over you. And hand has come over you controlling me. No, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. You will not detect when to fast to me. You will not detect when to pray to me. You will not detect when to read to me. You will not detect what to do to me. I am in charge. In the name of Jesus, I take over completely. In the name of Jesus, I take over completely. In the name of Jesus, thank you, awesome God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you for this awesome message that you have sent unto us. Jesus, we pray. In every area, flesh have been dealing with us. In every area, flesh have been winning the battle over our life. In every area, flesh have been winning the battle of our destiny. We say no to it this morning. And we take total authority over you, flesh. Because the word of God says, if the Son of God shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. We decree our freedom from your power today in the name of Jesus. Jesus, set us free from the power of flesh in the name of Jesus. We walk in victory. We walk in power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for in Jesus' precious name we are praying. How many of us have been blessed of God? I want you to take this song as the choir will come forward, you know, as we close the service. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracle. I live the life of favor. Hey, I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracle. I need a life of favor. I know you are. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracle. I live a life of favor. Cause I know. Yeah, I'm walking in power. Yeah. I'm walking in miracle. I live a life of favor. Cause I know. Everybody shout and go. Walking in power, I'm walking in miracle, I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracle, I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracle, I live a life of favor. Hey, I know you. Oh, 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 oh Shall we share the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. I have set the Lord always before me, because at my right hand I shall not be moved. We will not be moved in Jesus' name. Family song.